Introducing Kicking Back with the Cooks, presented by Woodhouse. 18 brands, 16 convenient locations, simplified car buying to save you time. Shop, finance, and buy online at woodhouse.com. Here's head coach John Cook, along with your host, Lauren Cook West.
Welcome back. Another episode of Kicking Back with the Cooks, and we have a lot to cover today. Surprisingly, there's more to talk about when you retired than when you were the head coach of Nebraska volleyball.
There's probably some accuracy in that, Lauren, but what hat do you have on there? I can't read what it says.
Dairy Boy. I'm so glad you asked. You want to hear about this really quick?
Yeah. What is Dairy Boy? Should I wear a hat today? Is this hat day?
It's always hat day. When you're a new mom, it's always hat day because you don't want to have to do your hair. So you just throw on a hat and it looks fine.
Okay.
So the creator of this brand, there was, you know, a couple years ago, the fad started of oat milk. Everyone started drinking almond milk and oat milk and, you know, soy milk, and no one drank just regular milk. So as a joke, she started this brand called Dairy Boy because she still drank regular milk and put regular milk in her lattes. So she called it Dairy Boy, and it's kind of taken off, and it's really just cool hats. They have a camo hat that says Dairy Boy on it. That's really cool. And it's smaller scaled. So every time they release, you have to be quick and purchase something, you know, within like the first 10 minutes that it hits the site, because otherwise everything's sold out.
Huh. Wow.
And she's dating a famous tennis player. So she's kind of connected to the app. And she used to be a downhill skier.
Okay.
Pretty well known. So anyways, there you go.
Wow.
That's your lesson for the day.
Dairy Boy. All right.
Dairy Boy.
I'm sure the Cowboys would like that.
They don't have a lot of, I think it's all female stuff.
Okay.
They may have some like male shirts, but that's it.
Okay.
Anyways, what is new? You've added, well, what's new with us? We've added another family member to the family. We've added another horse to the herd.
Yep.
What else? I think those are the two big things.
Yeah.
Tell us about this new horse.
Two big things. So the annual Pitzer sale was April 27th, same day as the Kansas match. And so Taylor wanted to get another horse to learn how to heel on. So he heads in team roping, and he wanted to get another horse to heel on. And we had a horse picked out, but the horse, it's an auction. So it started going really high, and this guy that was bidding wasn't going to stop. So we kind of lost that horse. So anyway, long story short, Mark Ray called Taylor and said, hey, I just got another horse. We bought two more horses just privately that he's going to start developing. And he said, do you want to train this horse to be a heel horse? And this horse actually comes from Denton, Nebraska, which is right outside of Lincoln. And it's a former cutting horse who we're going to try to develop into a roping horse. So we've gone around and around with his names. Madden wants to name him Rocky. I want to name him Red Dog because I was just in Yellowstone. And the Red Dogs are the baby buffaloes that are red.
Bison.
Or bison, okay. But Taylor wants to name him Stevie after Stevie Ray Vaughan, who's the best guitar player. So right now the poor guy doesn't have really a name. Apparently his name, the name they were using was Pedro. So he doesn't seem like a Pedro to us. So
I think you have to keep it on the R theme. Reggie, Reva, yeah. Rev. You know, Rocky or Red, or just keep the arcing going.
That's kind of what we were doing, but then all of a sudden, you can't distinguish what horse everybody's talking about because they all sound the same. So, anyway, he's up here in Wyoming now, and he's buddies with all the horses, and he's a really, really nice horse, really friendly, and but he's a younger horse who's. We're going to try to develop. So this is coaching 101, and we're going to develop some drills and work with Mark Ray and try to develop this horse.
Are you coaching Taylor to coach the horse, or are you coaching the horse directly?
Well, he'll be doing most of the coaching. It's just the same drills and reps and building the foundation. I'll be helping in that because, you know, we'll start him off on the dummy. So he's going to have to learn how to rope on the dummy, and somebody's got to pull the dummy. So
do you make a, do you create a practice plan for this?
We will. Yeah. We'll create a practice plan. No,
shove it in the back of your pants.
Yeah.
And with the lamination around it.
Yeah, I should do that.
I think you would get kicked out of the cowboy world.
No, Nebraska Public Television is coming up here next week to shoot a documentary. They're coming up here for 3 days. And so that might be pretty cool. Do a practice plan, have it in my back of my pants while out there training this horse.
You should just do it and pull out your whistle. Do you still have your whistle?
No, I don't have it.
And just
yeah,
mess with them. They're like, wait, what's going on here? Oh, that's funny. Well, congratulations on the new horse and the new family member who, for those of you who haven't heard, Griffin John West, of course, John, named after you. That's pretty special.
Very special.
So you have a new little buddy who's not super active yet, but Madden's, you know, pushing every day, like, Griffin, we got to do our jumps. We got to practice our spikes. We got to do our passing. I'm like, you know, I think we got a while to go before that happens.
No, it's awesome. And he loves us. He loves his big sister.
Yeah, he really does.
You can already tell the connection there.
Yeah. He's a happy baby, easy baby. So what else have you been up to? You went and got a new horse. You've been doing some cowboying. I know you've been speaking all over the state. You drove a neighbor's tractor randomly one morning. You mentioned you went to Yellowstone. Just give us some tidbits of what you've been up to.
Well, a week and a half ago, went out to pick up the horse in Erickson. And while we were out there, we did some cowboy ranch work. I actually... My job was helping sort the mares at Pitzer Ranch with their babies. You sort them out, and then they try to decide if they're in heat or not, so they can breed them, basically. So there's about approximately, I'd say, 300 mares with babies. So my job was to bring them up one by one, and they tease them out with these studs, and they either show the stud, hey, I'm interested in, you know, I'm in heat, or no, see you later. So, and then they take it from there, and then they go through a process of breeding them through artificial insemination. So it was fascinating and long days of doing that. You bring them in from out in the pastures and then take them through and kind of sort them out and make sure they don't trample the babies. And because there might be 80, 90 mares in there at one time in this corral that you're sorting them out. So I was on Rev with that. He loved it. He knew exactly what to do. He was great at it. And then we roped and had the opportunity to stay at Fort Robinson, spend the night there on the way out and the way back. It's an old fort. It's awesome. You can keep, they have horse corrals there because they used to train horses there for, I can't remember, it was World War I. I think they trained horses there. And anyway, tons of history. It's beautiful. So we did that. Then the first retirement trip was your mom and I went to Yellowstone for 3 days, stayed in the lodges at what's called the Canyon, which is the Yellowstone Canyon, and unbelievable place. And it just opened last week, so all the animals are coming out. We saw every animal there is up there, including grizzly bears, grizzly bear mama with her three babies. And that was fantastic. Went on a bunch of hikes. And then you mentioned the tractors. So for all the farmers in Nebraska, there's a farmer here that farms barley and hay. And he also grows really high level wheat. And so I told him when I retired, if you ever needed help, to let me know. I get a text a couple mornings ago, I need your help. So I got in this big old tractor. I mean, the wheels are taller than me. And we went out and cleaned up rocks out of one of the fields. He just started getting ready to plant. And so I drove this tractor and I'm just thinking, okay, I just can't run this guy over. That was my goal. But we're out on the hills and mud and and he's throwing rocks in the deal, and then we're taking them over and dumping them. But when he plowed up this field, you know, some rocks came up, so we had to clear it out before he could plant. So that was pretty cool.
What color tractor?
It was a blue one. Yeah.
So what brand is that?
New Holland. It was
okay.
A New Holland.
Okay.
Big boy. So it was pretty cool.
What have you enjoyed the most, and what have you enjoyed the least in retirement so far?
I'm enjoying everything. Pretty much the thing, I mean, I love everything we're doing. I'm super busy. The thing I've enjoyed least is I'm never in a routine. I'm so used to being in a routine. I'm not in a routine anymore. It's like every day there's something different, and I'm on call. We go here, we come to your house. And so I've completely lost my routine. So that kind of drives me nuts a little bit, but I'm adjusting.
The great ones adjust, right?
Yep. So just when I was coaching, it was always kind of the same thing every day. This time, this time, this time, you know, practice, you know, video, so on. So very used to being a routine, and now it's something different every day.
How did the John Cook Classic roping tournament, invitational, rodeo, what was the proper headline for that, and how did it go?
Yeah, it was the John Cook Invitational Roping. It was a huge success in that we raised, we gave the UNL rodeo team a $27,000 scholarship check to start a scholarship and to help fund them next year, because those guys get nothing. They have to pay their own way for everything. We got some big donations. Also, they're getting ready to break ground on a facility that will be a training facility, and then also a educational facility to help the pre-vet students get actual game day experience working with horses, because the athletes will have their horses now boarded on campus, on East Campus. Right now, they're all over Lancaster County. So all that's getting ready to break ground any day now. So it was a huge success in that. And then all the old time ropers and everybody was there, said it was the best event they've ever been to in Nebraska. The guys that won a lot of money, and your brother won some money. I actually won a check because I was the second fastest in one of the rounds. So of course, with everything on the line, I missed. So, but for my first roping, I did pretty good. And we had a kids roping, which was awesome. And then we had the invitational, which was, we invited certain people for this, and we matched up the strongest with the weakest. So it was really cool. And the people that won were just the rookies, I guess I'd call them. They were ecstatic because they got to rope with these great ropers, and the ones that won top three. I mean, it's like it was winning the Super Bowl for them.
That's awesome. I'm glad that went well. Something else you've been up to that we haven't touched on yet that I'm pissed about is your color analyst debut.
Oh, yeah.
Because, of course, you do it better than me, and everyone is raving about how great you are, and now I have some serious competition.
You and Baylor will never be replaced.
I don't know. People were raving about you. Tell me, how did this get set up? What did Big Ten reach out to you, or did you reach out to them, or is this something you're going to continue to pursue?
Well, Sue Marriott, who runs the Big Ten volleyball part, I guess. She does other things too, but she runs all the volleyball broadcasts and everything. She used to work for Nebraska Public Television. And then, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, she went to Big Ten. So when I retired, she wrote me a really nice note, and she said, would you ever be interested in doing TV? And I said, that's something I've always wanted to do. I've always watched color analysts basically do things. Like Tony Romo, I love what he does. So I told her, I want a telestrator, and I want to be on the court. And so she said, well, let's try Kansas. Well, we didn't get a telestrator, and I wasn't on the court. But what we figured out was, because Jalen paces all the time, you can't see that. Larry Putney says you can't see down there, so it's better to be up above where John Baylor is. So anyway, it was awesome. It was fun. And so we'll see where it goes in the fall. I just, you know, there's a lot of travel with that. So I don't know how much I want to travel. So we'll see where it goes. But it was kind of my debut to try out, and so we'll see what they say. I haven't heard anything official, or you know, the schedule finally came out, so I'm sure they're working on that, and we'll see.
Give me your honest review of both spring matches.
The Kansas match was, I thought Kansas competed really well, because they're, you know, Nebraska's kind of returning the whole group, and then Kansas had a lot of changes. So I thought they competed really well, but Nebraska volleyball can just turn it on at the end when they need to, and the team looked great. And, but it was still a very entertaining match, some good volleyball. And then the match in Ord, was, you know, you could tell everybody was nervous, and, you know, and I don't care how much you played, like that environment in Ord, the buildup for that, everything. I mean, I think they went down 8-1, Nebraska did, to South Dakota State, who also competed really well. So what a great event. And I went out there and, tailgated at all the establishments. So I got there right at the start of the match, but I was tailgating, having lunch, and, you know, I told everybody it was going to be like the Super Bowl coming to Ord. But I got to tell you this crazy story, Lauren. I haven't told you this. So we just got back from Yellowstone yesterday. We're in the very north part of Yellowstone in Montana, a place called Cook City. Right now, Cook City, coming from the east, you can't even get there because the highway isn't open yet, the Beartooth Highway, which is one of the greatest.
Snow.
Yeah, so it hasn't even opened yet. So the only way you can get there is from the west, coming from a town called Gardner, Montana. 75 people in this town. It's just hotels, two gas stations, a couple restaurants. So we've been driving up because we got up super early to go look for animals. And so we ended up, we wanted to get gas. Cook City was the closest where we were. So we drove up there. We wanted to check it out. Of course, everything's closed. So there's two gas stations that are open because they're in shoulder season, which means they really haven't opened yet. So I pull in this gas station, get out. This guy goes, "Hey, are you John Cook?" And we go, "Well, yeah, I am. This is Cook City, Montana. It's in the middle of nowhere." I felt like I was in Alaska somewhere. And, you know, I think it's a snowmobile place in the winter and they hunt in the fall. That's about what it's there for. And I go, "Yeah, I am." He goes, "I was at the Ord match." He goes, "In fact, I'm from Ord." I go, "Well, what are you doing here?" He goes, "Well, I work up here in the summers. I work with wildlife stuff." And anyway, it's a crazy world. And then, so I go in the gas station to pay and I get a cup of coffee and I ask the guy, "Is there any place, you know, what is there anything open? We just want a coffee and, you know, something to eat, like a muffin or something." And he goes, "Well, the one down the street's open." And there's this other guy in there. And I go, "Well, no, we went there and it was closed." And so he turns to him and he goes, "You guys are closed today? What happened?" He goes, "Oh, my wife's out walking the dogs right now. And we're closed the next 2 days till our help gets here." So crazy.
But, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, Ord, Nebraska, you just never know. First of all, the Nebraska connections, and then all through volleyball. It's just incredible. It blows my mind. You know, you see some, he was so fired up to say hi, and we talked for a while. And anyway, he's got suspenders on. His name was Armstrong. And he's had the boots and the suspenders on, and he was ready to roll.
That's awesome. Yeah. Was it weird for you to sit in the stands for a match?
No, I was in game mode. No, it wasn't. I go right into game mode.
Do you miss it yet, sitting back and watching?
I missed the Kansas match with Devaney because the crowd was so electric. It felt like an NCAA match or a Big Ten, really Big Ten match. So that part I missed. I'm like, it'd be fun to be down there, but I still enjoyed watching the team and then watching what was going on and kind of try to share what I was seeing with the audience or the people watching on TV.
That they're finally setting the middle.
Yeah, well, we've always set the middle. Jeez.
They're adding seats in Devaney.
Yeah. So there, the plan is, well, due to revenue share, because the athletes are going to start getting paid July 1, they just came out and they're raising ticket prices, which they haven't done in several years, and they're adjusting the donations for some seats. So that's going to be a change. And then they're already doing, the offices are all torn apart right now. They're redoing the offices. Danny wanted some changes made. You know, those hadn't been touched since 2011. And they're going to, when the season's over, they're going to take out the standing room only parts and add more seats. And then down in the A section on the floor, they're going to put in seat backs. So all the old people like me, we can sit in seat backs now, not in bleachers. So that's going to be a big upgrade. And with that, they're going to reseat the whole Devaney. And so this process will start over. Everybody will have to figure out what seats they want and go for it. And then there'll be a donation, you know, depending on where you are in Devaney to get that seat. So this is the new era of college athletics. And to stay competitive, I mean, you know, we've got to continue to find ways to, and Troy's has to be all over this, find ways to generate more revenue because we're paying athletes now.
Not only are they adding seats in Devaney, but also adding players to the roster. I think, you know, we knew that some freshmen were going to be joining later this summer, but I think the big news is this Italian player, Virginia, right?
Yeah, her name's Virginia, and I actually, we started recruiting her kind of in the fall is when we started recruiting her. And with international student athletes, you never know when they're going to show, or all of a sudden are they going to get a big contract offer right before the season starts, you know, and then they decide to take the money and stay in Italy where she's from. So we started recruiting because, again, Ryan, at the time, we weren't recruiting Ellie Check. And Ryan Hunter, you know, had knee surgery. So we felt like, okay, we better try to do something here. So we actually started recruiting her in the fall. And anyway, it was a long process. So she now really wants to come to Nebraska. And again, until she's actually here, you never know. But sounds like everything's going good, and I think they're just waiting on the visa. So hopefully she's here later this month. But then you've got Allie Chuck, who's arriving here any day now, who I think is just a great player and is going to fit in great with the team. Of course, Ryan Hunter had some great moments, but she's still a ways away. And then they picked up another middle, Kenna Coghill, who was committed to Oregon. Of course, the Oregon coach left. So Danny had recruited her to Louisville, really liked her. And anyway, she just got MVP of the senior JOs, Junior Olympics for 18. She was MVP. Her team won it. And she played on the team that Tierra Sigler played on last year, who also won it. So the Arizona Storm team has been dominating. And anyway, she was the MVP of that whole thing. So not only did they have a great roster, they just took it up a notch. And then you got Manaya, who's coming in also as a freshman, who is just a tremendous athlete, might be the best athlete in the gym.
She's a middle, right?
Yeah, she's a middle. She is a great middle. She started on the USA team last year for her age group. Her dad played football at Stanford. Her mom she may have played basketball at Stanford. I can't remember exactly, but and she was the one that was committed to Northwestern, and then they fired the Northwestern coach. So, or the Northwestern coach left. And so she was looking after that, and Jalen had worked with her in a USA program, and there was a connection there. So she decided she wanted to come to Nebraska. So their roster and their just upgraded big time from where it was this spring, which was already really high. So there's going to be a lot of competition for playing time.
I love that there's a lot of competition and a lot of depth, but at the same time, it scares me in this day and age because players want playing time, they want money, and I feel like the transfer portal, it's so easy to hop in that and transfer if you're not getting playing time or the recognition and money that you think you deserve.
Yeah, and with the revenue share now, they're going to get paid. They'll all be on contracts, so they'll be getting paid whether they play or not. So it will come down to that, and that's going to be the greatest challenge. What's interesting so far is nobody went in the portal. And I've said this several times publicly, I felt like this team was really tight, and I felt like it was a great time to transition to Danny because I felt like this team was going to stay here and be together and see this thing out and try to see this out, win a national championship. So the portal's over now. Yep, portal's over. So this is the team they're going to have, and it'll be a large roster, a lot larger than what we used to normally carry.
All right, it's confession time because I know you have to take your new horse to go get shooed. And, Russ has some baseball games that he has to produce tonight. So for your confession, I want you to tell the story. I'll set you up here because I know you hate confessions.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell the story about the cowboy picture. And if you, I don't know if you can pick up your laptop and show it to us.
I can.
Okay, take us on a little field trip to go look at the picture, or tell the story first and then show us the picture. But
okay,
either way, give us the story on this.
So in retirement, everybody thinks I've got nothing to do, so everybody asked me to come and speak. And so there's a town called Arlington, Nebraska, which is kind of north of Omaha up there. It's an agricultural place. And so they have a cattlemen's association. So they asked me to come up there and speak. So it was just a short talk, make an appearance. And anyway, they have this huge auction. So I'm talking like they have, feed troughs to trips, to hunting trips, they had pictures up there. I mean, this huge auction. So it's dinner, everybody socializes, everybody comes in. So I do my little thing, and then they give away scholarships. They gave away 12 scholarships to students that are already in college or going into college, and they're going into the ag world. So ironically, one of the girls that gets the scholarship actually sits right next to me at dinner. So I start talking to her, and she's a pre-vet student at Nebraska Wesleyan, and she's from that area, and she wants to be a vet. And I'm like, small animal, large animal? She goes, maybe small because they make more money. And I said, well, there's a shortage of large animal vets, so you can write your own ticket, on that. And then the governor's has this deal where they'll pay your loans if you stay in Nebraska. So anyway, we just talked a little bit. So anyway, the auction starts, and I see this picture up there, and I'm like, ironically, that picture, your mom and I were in Jackson Hole and saw it, and we thought, God, that picture would be a really cool picture. But we didn't think of anything of it because we don't go out and buy pictures a lot. Like this picture behind me, I think, is your brother's. And so anyway, just, didn't think any more of it. The picture that I saw in this Jackson Hole deal was being auctioned. And I'm like, that'd be really cool. And I actually thought about bidding on it, but I'm like, I'm not sure where we would put it. And I thought maybe it would, your brother would want it because it's a cowboy picture. So I didn't think anything of it. So anyway, this guy buys it, and I don't know who it is. I mean, this is packed. There's 300 people in this barn, basically. It's packed in there. So the next thing I know, this guy comes and sits next to me. He goes, I want you to have that picture. And I'm like, what? He goes, no, I bought that in the auction. My daughter was the one that got the scholarship. I want to give back, and I want you to have that picture. She goes, I really don't have a place for it in my house. I love the picture, but my wife and I talked, and we want you to have it. And I'm like, are you serious? Because let me tell you the story. So I told him the story, and anyway, he gave me the picture. I brought it home, and it's up here. I'll show it to you.
It was meant to be.
I know. It was totally meant to be. Let's see how we can do this here. So this is the first on the, so I know it's the little glare there.
There we go.
Yeah, but there's the picture. And how cool is that?
It's really cool.
Yeah.
What you have the best stories when you go out and speak.
I know. It's just yeah, it's crazy. It makes it you know, again, it's all connection through Nebraska volleyball. That's how powerful and strong Nebraska volleyball is. And these are the connections, and you know, and anyway, it was very nice of that family to give me that, but also you know, I made a connection with their daughter, you know, and just, you know, I talked to her just like she was a recruit, and trying to recruit her to be a large animal vet.
Maybe she can be your personal vet.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's, yeah, it's what makes it fun and makes me realize the impact Nebraska volleyball has had on so many people all over the world, basically.
By the time she's done with vet school, you'll probably have 25 horses. No. At the rate we're going.
The new horse is your brother's horse. That's not my horse. Okay. I got two. I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Russ, thank you for producing this. Izzy for editing. Woodhouse for sponsoring. And to all of our listeners, followers, thank you for tuning in to another month of Kicking Back with the Cooks. We'll catch you next time. Anything Laura, else you want to say? Yeah.
I do have one more confession since you're on the confession roll here.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, so I have a truck that, you know, I got from Woodhouse.
Yeah.
Taylor has a truck. He bought in Arizona. And so this, I'm going to pump up Woodhouse here. So he wants to change this truck out. So I said, okay, let's call Woodhouse. He talked to Theo at Woodhouse. Boom, about 30 minutes later, done deal. He had to order it, and it'll be here probably next month. And then I'm thinking, maybe I need to get a new truck. But your mom nixed it.
Oh, Woodhouse is the best. My car's, my Yukon's from Woodhouse.
Yeah.
We have trucks from Woodhouse.
Yeah, they do. You know, we're 1,000 miles away, and it's just so easy to work with those guys. So.
Do you remember the name of the guy who drove out our cars? He was the nicest guy.
Ugh. I know. They have drivers. They have 100 drivers and drive and deliver cars because you know they're so big. But
yeah.
Anyway, just a little pump up on Woodhouse, and there's a confession that. But down the road here, I got my eyes on a new truck.
Jason wants a truck now, so we may be buying one from Woodhouse as well.
Kind of when you're up here, you use a truck a lot. So you don't realize it. Up here, trucks are pretty valuable.
That's why everyone has a truck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again for tuning in, listening, watching, and we'll see you all next month. Go Big Red.